what were you doing with a knife?
I've always had a knife at the Dangerous Neighborhood.
Was her ex's sister the danger she was waiting for?
You were having an argument with her.
Yes.
And you took the knife out of your pocket.
I was protecting myself.
Very good. Now, you ended up getting stabbed. That's what happens when you bring a knife or a gun into a party. Sometimes you get hurt with it.
The two-part case concludes. Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Previously on Judge Judy.
So she took the knife and she stabbed herself in the neck.
Yes.
With the knife.
Yes.
Interesting.
No, she was like this. She was doing like this.
Oh, she was going like this, cutting across her neck.
Yes, ma'am.
And how many times did she cut across her neck?
I have no idea.
And you're fighting and your pinky got cut.
Yes, ma'am. Shh. Yes.
You were treated in an emergency room?
Yes, ma'am.
For the cut on your pinky?
Yes, ma'am.
What was done to the cut on your pinky?
They got blood, and then they bandaged it up.
No surgery?
No.
No sutures?
No.
They put a Band-Aid on your pinky?
Yes.
When you got to Baptist Hospital, you found out that your girlfriend was in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, they said she was just going under surgery. I didn't know what kind of surgery.
So she was having surgery?
Mm-hmm, correct.
She was having surgery because she had been cut in the neck?
Yes, ma'am.
Twice, at least. Well, once here and once here is two times.
Okay.
And she remained in the hospital for how long?
I believe it was 30 days.
So she was in the hospital for a month.
Mm-hmm.
I assume your sister took the Band-Aid off her pinky. So your sister told the police that you had stabbed the plaintiff. You do know that?
No, ma'am.
It's in the police report. Want me to read it to you?
Yeah, and they said she also changed her story.
She, your sister?
Yes.
Of course she changed her story after they had a fight.
I don't know. No.
Police officers responded to a location. She spoke with Miss Nisharonda Denson. That would be you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who said that her girlfriend, Miss Hedgeman, was just stabbed by her sister in the neck and chest. That's what she told the police as soon as they arrived. Ridiculous.
In a case continued from yesterday, Keisha Hedgeman has accused her ex-girlfriend's sister, Neshte Denson, of stabbing her during an argument.
Now, there's no question you were at the house with your girlfriend. What were you doing with a knife? Go ahead.
A knife wasn't in my bra. That was a lie, first of all.
What were you doing with a knife?
I've always had a knife at the Dangerous Neighborhood. I'm pregnant, so I've always keep a legal weapon on me.
Right. And where was this knife?
In my pocket.
What pocket?
I had on sweats. It was in my pocket.
You had on sweatpants?
Yes.
And the knife was closed?
Yes.
Who took the knife out of your pocket?
Me.
So you took the knife out of your pocket, and that was while you were having an argument with the defendant?
Yes.
And you took the knife out of your pocket?
Yes.
And when you took the knife out of your pocket, in your pocket, the knife was closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you took it out of your pocket, and someone opened the knife?
Yes.
Who opened the knife?
Me.
Now, at the time you opened the knife, did Miss Denson have a knife?
Not that I know of.
Well, then she didn't, if you didn't see it. Now, for what reason that I'm going to believe did you take out the knife from your pocket and open it during this altercation?
We was outside in the car. She was arguing with her sister about a key. I was in the passenger side. She came from the driver's side and came to my side and started arguing with my ex-girlfriend. I got up trying to...
What do you mean you got up? What does that mean?
I got up from the car.
You got out of the car?
Yes.
You didn't get up from the car. You opened the door.
The door was already open.
So the door is already open.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Get caught in the middle because...
What did you get out of the car for? Now you're in the car.
Because Nisha Day was over me arguing with my girlfriend at the time. And she was throwing out things from the back of her sister's car, which was our things that we was gathering, leaving the apartment.
I want to know, now you're out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
You're having an argument. The knife comes out. For what?
When I get out the car, she didn't let me leave. I was caught in between the door. I was right there in between the door, and she was right here. She was blocking the whole door. I could not get through. She turned her attention, the argument about the key, towards me, because I tried to get up and leave from her talking over me. So when she was on me and she would not let me pass, she was leaning up on me.
She was
Sean,
what?
Leaning on me, arguing with me. So I'm stuck in the corner. Sean, that's what we call her, get out of my way. You're hurting me. Move. This has nothing to do with me. Oh, you're not going to do nothing. You're not going to do nothing. What you're going to do? What you're going to do? Sean, you're hurting me. Back up. My baby's right here. Can you back up? She would not back up. I had the knife over. I was where I was at. I was on the car. So my hand
was
right here.
What do you mean you were on the car? What does that mean?
The car door was open. I got out, and I was like this. You know how when you open the door?
Don't tell me, do you know how? I don't answer your questions. I want to know when you took the knife out and why.
Because she was hurting me, and she would not move from my way when I tried to remove myself from her argument with her sister.
A good story. Now, what did you do with the knife?
Nothing. I kept it from a distance from her. She didn't even see it.
Okay. Very good. Now, you ended up getting stabbed, and I actually believe that the defendant stabbed you. There's no question. The question is, you brought the weapon into the picture.
I was protecting myself. She, you see how big she is? She was blocking me and I could not move. It was not my fight. But when I tried to leave and remove myself from the fight, she turned her attention towards me. I had nothing to do with that. I kept telling her to move. You're hurting me. You're on me. Get off me. She would not move. She would not budge. And it wasn't even my argument.
Okay, let me tell you what you swore to. Which is why I knew you were just, when I went like this to you, I wasn't just whistling. Let me tell you what you wrote in your sworn complaint. I was 6 months pregnant. I got into the car, and while the two of them were arguing, the defendant walked over to my side of the car. I tried to get out of the car, but she blocked me. Then she started arguing with me, so I put the car in reverse, which if you put the car in reverse, you have to have gotten back in the car. The defendant grabbed my hair and pulled me out of the car. That's what you wrote here. Right. Pulled me out of the car. I got up and stumbled to the curb. That's not you hurting me. That's not you blocking me. This is my baby. This is a whole different story than what you just told me.
How?
What do you mean how? I'm going to read it over to you again.
I understand. I know what I said, but I never said I was driving. Their sister was in the driver's seat.
I was in the passenger seat. She started arguing with me.
Exactly.
So your girlfriend put the car in reverse.
While we were still in the car. While we were still, you know, I tried to get up. We were still in the
Your car was second. Your door was open. That's what you told me a moment ago. And you told me you got out of the car. You told me you got out of the car and you were standing next to the car and she's a big person and she was pushing up against you and hurting your baby. Well, that's what you told me. That's not what this says. She grabbed me by my hair and pulled me out of the car.
After her sister put it in reverse.
Just a second. That's what you said.
I understand that. Okay? I'm summarizing it. That's
good.
A summary.
That's not a summary. That's a whole different story.
Okay.
That's a baloney. That's a baloney. Anyway, you have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim for legal fees.
Yes.
Forget it. Now, I believe she brought the knife into this argument. You bring a knife into an argument, you never know what's going to happen with the knife. It wasn't a knife you had, it was a knife she had. And it was a knife she had before any weapon was brought into this argument. She got hurt, but you went too far. You got it with the knife. So if you had to pay legal fees of $6,000, good. That's what was supposed to happen. We understand each other? Now, I've taken care of that case. You got stabbed, you brought your knife into the party. That's what happens when you bring a knife or a gun into a party. Sometimes you get hurt with it. Do you understand? Perfect. Now, the next case that I have is Denson versus Hedges. That you have nothing to do with that. This involves you as the plaintiff. You, Ms. Hedgman, go over there. Then I can get rid of all of you and get on to my day. Now it's 2 years later, and you move with your baby to California.
Yes.
Month and year you moved to California.
October 2015.
Who were you living with?
I was staying with my daddy at the time for about a month.
With your father?
Yes.
And then where did you go?
I got my own apartment.
During the time that you moved to California, did you ever see the father of your baby?
Yes.
Did you ever stay with him?
No.
When did you see him?
Probably every month.
Where does he live?
In Los Angeles.
Were the two of you a couple for a period of time that you were in Los Angeles?
Yes.
After you moved there? From when to when?
Not when I first moved down there, but probably about 6 months later.
You mean after the baby was born?
Yeah, the baby was already born when I moved there, when I moved back to California.
Okay. And when did you break up with him?
About July this year.
And when did you come to California?
I arrived May 1st of this year.
Tell me why you came to California from Arkansas.
To be with Keisha Hedgman and the baby.
Well, how did that come about?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Remember sending that?
Yes, when that was my number.
I don't care whether it was your number, I don't care whether it was on Pluto, I don't care if it was in another galactosphere. You sent her a note indicating that you'd been begging her to come to California.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nyshandria Denson says, ex-girlfriend Keisha Hedgman owes for the return of property.
Tell me why you came to California from Arkansas.
To be with Keisha Hedgman and the baby.
Well, how did that come about?
She begged me to come.
Well, that's what you wrote in here. Tell me how that happened.
I just made a date to where I was going to pack all my things and go be with her to be a family.
Did she ask you to do that?
Yes, she begged me.
Show me. Show me a text, show me an email, show me a something. Would you show this to the defendant, please? Remember sending that?
Yes, when that was my number.
I don't care whether it was your number, I don't care whether it was on Pluto, I don't care if it was in another galactosphere. You sent her a note indicating that you'd been begging her to come to California.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been begging her to come to California during the spring, summer of this year?
No.
When?
Last year in September.
September of 2016?
Yes.
And was that the last time that you asked her to come?
Yes.
Was that the last time she asked you to come?
No, ma'am.
When was the last time she asked you to come?
The last time she asked me to come, that was March and April during the court cases that they had going on.
What court cases? For custody or support?
Her and Nisha Day altercation.
You mean
we were still communicating?
During the court case?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So during that time, she was still asking you to come to California?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You don't have any of those communications?
I do.
That case was ultimately dismissed?
Yes.
Okay. Not after trial. Plaintiff didn't show up. I'd like to see communications.
I have more, too, and emails.
Whatever. So you knew back in May that she wanted you out. In May, you had come to California, and she didn't want any part of you anymore. You understood that. I'm looking at your texts. You want to look at them?
Yeah.
And some more in June, too, because she still wouldn't leave.
Okay, so she was there, but she was not there just because she showed up.
Those text messages was in May. She showed up in May.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her not to come. Told I was with my baby daddy.
I was
pregnant.
Okay, May 1st, I was there. This says May 19th. I arrived May 1st.
May
4th. No, but I'm looking at May 19th. I'm talking about May 19th. On May 19th, you knew she wanted you gone. And you said, I'm sorry I can't make you happy. Are you looking at that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You tried to use the card that had been canceled. What are you talking about?
I canceled her EBT card.
What's EBT?
It's a food stamp card.
You canceled it?
Yes.
Why?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Earlier, Keisha Hedgman accused her ex-girlfriend's sister, Neshte Denson, of stabbing her in the neck during an argument. In a separate case, Neshte's sister, Nyshandria, is suing Keisha for the return of property.
All right, so your case is about your property.
Yes.
That you say she didn't let you get. She says she came, she's withholding property. What property of yours does she have in her home?
All my belongings,
clothes. No, not all my belongings.
My clothes. My shoes, my car keys,
okay.
My headphones, my cell phone.
And nobody leaves without their cell phone. Do you still have her clothes?
No.
Where are they?
She left my house. She left the key in the wooden door because I had a key to the bar door. When I checked my house at around 10, because she told me she was going to be gone on Friday, and I moved out of my house because she would not leave. So when I came and picked up my key, I looked in the house. None of her two bags that she came with was not there.
Okay. She didn't come with any furniture?
No.
So she came with possessions?
Yes.
Clothes?
Two bags.
Suitcases?
No.
What kind of bags?
Like grocery bags. Like there was like only probably about a week or two worth of clothes.
How did she get from Arkansas to California?
The Greyhound.
She came by bus?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. May 1st.
And where are you living now?
I'm back in Arkansas.
Okay. And when did you leave for Arkansas? What date?
August the 29th, I believe.
What time of the day?
I left because I had my friend to take me from Little Rock to Dallas. I arrived in Dallas.
You had a friend take you from where?
Little Rock to Dallas.
Little Rock is in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
To Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just asking you, when did you leave California?
Oh, I left July the 9th.
How did you get from California to Arkansas?
I got my check and got on back on the Greyhound the same way I came.
You got your check from where you were working?
Yes, ma'am.
What time of the day?
It was like 6 o'clock.
6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
The night before, where had you slept?
On her porch. She never gave me a key. I never had a key to her house. I have the emails that say, come get the remaining of your pieces. Oh, my mom's going to let you in. Oh, I'm the only one that has the key.
Oh, well, I'd like to see that.
Okay.
I have them, too.
I'm not reading everything. I just want to see the pieces where she says, I have your things.
Oh, it's right here.
That's all I want to see. What stamps are you talking about?
I believe she was collecting GR. And
what is that?
General relief is when you get food stamps and cash benefits.
You tried to use the card that had been canceled. What are you talking about?
I canceled her EBT card.
What's EBT?
It's a food stamp card.
You canceled it?
Yes.
Why?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
What stamps are you talking about?
I believe she was collecting GR, and
what is that?
General relief is when you get food stamps and cash benefits.
You tried to use the card that had been canceled. What are you talking about?
I canceled her EBT card.
What's EBT?
It's a food stamp card.
You canceled it?
Yes.
Why?
Because she used that address as a mailing address. She said she was homeless when she applied for it, and she used my address as a mailing address. And I was getting some of her stuff, or when I moved out, I had to go ahead and cancel it so I can stop getting them letters. She didn't need it.
Bird.
Yeah?
You see the exit back there?
Yeah.
Show them the exit. We're done. You made a long trip here, all for nothing. It's a bad incident, and it's over.
Thank God.
Your case is dismissed.
Thank you.
We're done.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I just don't like Debbie Downer stuff going on in my apartment.
You asked her to leave. She wouldn't leave. You said, I'm going to call the police, and
she jumps up and snatches my TV off of the mantel.
Judge Judy.
Hey, the judge spoke. I agree with everything she said.
Well, it is what it is.
Basically, her sisters didn't like me. They had some type of jealousy because I wanted to have a baby with the sister, and the Nisha Day her girlfriend didn't want to have a baby with her at the time, so it was just a whole bunch of animosity and jealousy.
All because of the situation between my sister and her.
To defend myself and my baby.
She cut herself because they never got in. When they did my blood, her blood was not on me at the time.
Well, when I went to the hospital, I was in there. I was basically in a coma for about 3 weeks.
She took advantage of me. She knew that was a way to get back at my sister now.
I had to teach myself how to walk. I couldn't talk for like 3 months.
And she be more truthful.
Be truthful.
About the things that she say.
I still got to deal with scars. I got breathing problems.
That God be with her soul because she's a liar.
It's been very traumatic, but I do want to thank God that I'm here and my baby's alive safe. That's all that matters.
I said God would judge her.
That they leave me alone. Now we good. It's over with. Leave the past in the past. I ain't going back.